Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're diving into the insightful pages of The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz, a compelling journey through the world of entrepreneurship and leadership. The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz is a compelling and insightful book that takes readers on a journey through the trials and tribulations of entrepreneurship and leadership. With a mix of personal anecdotes, business wisdom, and practical advice, Horowitz provides a comprehensive guide to navigating the treacherous waters of building and scaling a successful tech company. The book begins with a candid account of Ben Horowitz's own entrepreneurial journey, from co-founding LoudCloud during the dot-com boom to its transformation into Opsware and eventual acquisition by Hewlett-Packard. Horowitz uses these experiences as a backdrop to share the hard-won lessons he learned along the way, emphasizing that there are no easy answers or quick fixes in the world of startups and high-growth businesses. One of the central themes of the book is the idea that running a company is full of difficult decisions and uncomfortable moments, often referred to as the struggle. Horowitz argues that being a CEO means constantly facing unforeseen challenges, making tough calls, and dealing with the emotional toll it can take. He discusses how to manage layoffs, handle crises, and lead through periods of extreme uncertainty. He also provides guidance on building a strong and resilient company culture, highlighting the importance of maintaining trust and transparency during difficult times. Horowitz explores the concept of wartime versus peacetime leadership and explains how different leadership styles are required in each scenario. He shares anecdotes from his time as a CEO during the dot-com crash and offers valuable insights on how to navigate through crises and emerge stronger on the other side. Another key theme of the book is the importance of hiring and retaining top talent. Summary of each chapter. Chapter 1. Good Product Manager, Bad Product Manager. In the first chapter of The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Ben Horowitz sets the stage for the challenges and complexities that leaders in the tech industry face. He starts by exploring the role of a product manager, drawing a sharp contrast between a good product manager and a bad product manager. Horowitz emphasizes that a good product manager is someone who has a deep understanding of the product, the market, and the customer. They are able to make tough decisions, set a clear vision, and execute effectively. They are proactive problem solvers who take ownership of their responsibilities. On the other hand, a bad product manager is often indecisive, lacks accountability, and struggles to make the tough calls necessary for the success of the product and the company. Through this comparison, Horowitz establishes a fundamental point: leadership in the tech industry requires a capacity for making hard decisions and dealing with ambiguity. He introduces the concept of the struggle as an integral part of the entrepreneurial journey. This struggle encompasses difficult decisions, moments of self-doubt, and the necessity of leading through uncertainty. Chapter 2, Drawing the Right Line. In Chapter 2, titled Drawing the Right Line, Ben Horowitz continues to explore the challenges faced by leaders, particularly when it comes to setting the right boundaries within an organization. Horowitz uses an anecdote from his time at LoudCloud to illustrate the difficulties of determining whether to lay off employees during a severe downturn. He discusses the internal turmoil that comes with such a decision and the importance of making it with clarity and conviction. He emphasizes the necessity of drawing the line when faced with tough choices, even if it means making painful cuts to the workforce. The chapter delves into the concept of peacetime and wartime leadership, where Horowitz distinguishes between the relatively stable periods of company growth, peacetime, and the turbulent phases marked by intense competition and existential threats, wartime. During wartime, leaders must make rapid, difficult decisions to survive and thrive. Horowitz's storytelling style and his ability to extract valuable lessons from his personal experiences make these early chapters compelling and relatable for anyone who has faced tough decisions in leadership roles. They serve as a foundation for the deeper exploration of the hard truths of entrepreneurship and leadership that the book will continue to address. Chapter 3. take care of the people, the products, and the profits, in that order. In Chapter 3, Ben Horowitz emphasizes the importance of prioritizing people, products, and profits, in that specific order, to build a successful company. He argues that a company's success is directly tied to the quality of its people and their ability to create great products. Horowitz shares anecdotes from his own experiences, highlighting the challenges of managing personnel and making tough decisions that affect the lives of employees. He stresses the necessity of maintaining integrity and transparency when dealing with personnel issues, as well as the importance of putting the interests of the company and its employees first. Chapter 4: The Right Way to Lay People Off. In this chapter, Horowitz addresses the difficult but sometimes necessary task of laying off employees. He discusses the factors that can lead to layoffs, such as shifts in the market or financial difficulties. Horowitz provides practical advice on how to approach layoffs with empathy, respect, and transparency. He outlines a step-by-step process for conducting layoffs, including communication strategies and ways to support affected employees during this challenging time. The key takeaway is that handling layoffs with care and dignity can minimize the negative impact on company culture and morale. Chapter 5: Structure Your Company to Minimize Politics. Horowitz turns his attention to organizational structure and its impact on politics within a company. He argues that politics can be detrimental to a company's success, leading to inefficiencies and conflicts. He provides insights into designing a clear and well-defined hierarchy and decision-making process to minimize political maneuvering. Horowitz also discusses the importance of creating an environment where employees feel comfortable expressing their opinions and concerns without fear of retribution. By structuring a company to minimize politics, leaders can foster a more productive and collaborative work culture. Chapter 6: Pay Attention to the Little Things. In Chapter 6, Horowitz emphasizes the significance of paying attention to the seemingly minor details within a company. He argues that small issues, if left unaddressed, can snowball into larger problems that can threaten a company's success. Horowitz shares anecdotes about his own experiences, including how ignoring seemingly trivial issues led to major setbacks. He encourages leaders to be proactive in identifying and addressing small problems before they escalate. This chapter reinforces the idea that successful leadership involves a relentless focus on both the big picture and the finer details. Chapter 7: Take Care of the People, the Products, and the Profits, in that order, reprise. In this chapter, Ben Horowitz revisits the core message of the book, prioritizing people, products, and profits in that specific order. He underscores the idea that people are the heart of any company and that great products can only be built by talented and motivated teams. Horowitz reiterates the challenges of leadership, the importance of making difficult decisions, and the need for resilience in the face of adversity. This chapter serves as a poignant reminder of the overarching theme of the book and its enduring relevance to business leaders facing the hard realities of entrepreneurship and management. The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz is a candid and insightful exploration of the challenges and complexities of building and leading a successful company. Throughout the book, Horowitz's personal experiences and practical advice provide valuable lessons for entrepreneurs and leaders navigating the often turbulent waters of the business world. Chapter 8: The End of the Beginning. In Chapter 8, Ben Horowitz reflects on the journey of building a company and reaching a critical juncture where initial struggles give way to new challenges. He likens this phase to the end of the beginning and emphasizes that successful entrepreneurs must continue to adapt and evolve. The author discusses how a company's culture can either help or hinder its growth and sustainability. He provides valuable insights on maintaining company culture during periods of rapid expansion and how important it is to communicate the company's core values consistently. Chapter 9: I Will Survive. In this chapter, Horowitz talks about the resilience required to survive the ups and downs of the business world. He shares personal experiences of facing near bankruptcy and making tough decisions to keep the company afloat. The author emphasizes that it's crucial for leaders to have a strong belief in their vision and to persevere through the toughest of times. He provides examples of how some of the most successful companies, including his own, faced moments of crisis and emerged stronger due to their unwavering determination. Chapter 10, How to Minimize Politics in Your Company. Chapter 10 delves into the issue of office politics and how it can disrupt the functioning of a company. Horowitz discusses the importance of maintaining a transparent and honest communication style to minimize political maneuvering. He provides tips on creating a healthy work environment where employees feel empowered to voice their concerns without fear of reprisal. The chapter offers practical advice on handling conflicts and establishing a culture of trust and collaboration. Chapter 11, First Rule of Entrepreneurship, There Are No Rules. In this final chapter, Ben Horowitz highlights the unpredictable nature of entrepreneurship. He reiterates that there are no foolproof rules for success, and each situation requires a unique approach. Horowitz shares his personal belief that being a great entrepreneur means being able to embrace uncertainty and make tough decisions without a clear playbook. He encourages aspiring leaders to embrace the chaos, remain adaptable, and persist through adversity. Conclusion. In the concluding chapters of The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Ben Horowitz imparts valuable lessons from his experiences as an entrepreneur and CEO. He emphasizes the importance of maintaining a strong company culture, persevering through adversity, minimizing office politics, and embracing the unpredictability of entrepreneurship. The book serves as a candid and insightful guide for leaders facing the challenges of building and scaling successful businesses, reminding them that the path to success is filled with hard choices and even harder things. The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz is a book that provides practical advice and actionable steps for entrepreneurs and business leaders. Here are some of the key takeaways from the book. 1. The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz is a book that provides practical advice and actionable steps for entrepreneurs and business leaders. Here are some of the key takeaways from the book. Focus on the problem, not the solution. Horowitz suggests that entrepreneurs should focus on solving the problem rather than coming up with a specific solution. This approach allows for more flexibility and adaptability, as the solution may change as new information and challenges arise. 2. Build a strong team. Horowitz emphasizes the importance of building a strong team with a shared vision and values. He suggests that leaders should hire people who are smarter than themselves and create a culture of transparency and trust. 3. Embrace the struggle. Horowitz acknowledges that entrepreneurship is hard and that there will be many challenges and setbacks along the way. He encourages entrepreneurs to embrace the struggle and use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. 4. Communicate effectively. Horowitz stresses the importance of clear and effective communication in business. He suggests that leaders should be transparent with their employees and stakeholders, and that they should be willing to have difficult conversations when necessary. 5. Be decisive. Horowitz argues that leaders need to be decisive and willing to make tough decisions, even if they are unpopular. He suggests that leaders should gather as much information as possible, but ultimately trust their instincts and make a decision. Let's wrap up with some memorable quotes from the book. 1. There are no shortcuts to building a great company. Culture eats strategy for breakfast. 2. The hard thing isn't setting a big, hairy, audacious goal. The hard thing is laying people off when you miss the big goal. 3. In the end, a vision without the ability to execute it is probably a hallucination. 4. As a CEO, you should strive to be the dumbest person in the room. If you're the smartest person in the room, you've got a problem. 5. If you don't know what you want, the chances that you'll get it are extremely low. 6. As a startup CEO, I slept like a baby. I woke up every 2 hours and cried. 7. The most important lesson in entrepreneurship is that your job as an entrepreneur is not to come up with great ideas, but to figure out how to spend as little time as possible figuring out which ideas are great. 8. The best thing about being a CEO is that you can't delegate vision and values. The worst thing about being a CEO is that you can't delegate vision and values. 9. In a startup, the CEO should be the last person to panic. 10. The most important thing that an entrepreneur can do is to focus relentlessly on the customer.